Hey, what's doing with Prairie Public Music News? I'm Eric Dethridge. Well, one fan on Facebook said that not having Janet Weiss and Slater Kinney is like Rush with no Neil Peart. After 24 years of keeping the beat for the Pacific Northwest band, drummer Janet Weiss is leaving Slater Kinney. She said in a statement, the band is heading in a different direction and it's time to move on. Timing stinks, though, for Corinne Tucker and Kerry Brownstein, who have a new album due out in August, produced by St. Vincent, and a big tour slated for the fall. Still, they thanked the contributions of their now ex-bandmate for all the good times and a great musicianship. Well, Nick Cave has a very interesting take on Morrissey's lately outspoken views on immigration and things like Brexit. For his blog, The Red Hand Files, the Grinderman and Bad Seed frontman responded to a fan who asked if it's possible to separate Morrissey's art from his politics, no matter how ugly they might be. He added that once he releases a song into the world, it's no longer his, and that Morrissey's vast and extraordinary catalog has deeply enhanced the lives of millions of fans for the better, and that the integrity of the song rests not with the artist, but with the listener. And so, abhorrent views or behavior are completely separate things. He added, though, that one shouldn't conflate defending free speech with defending bigotry. Well, so much for cutting out the middleman, as Spotify announced today that it's ending their program, which allows artists to directly upload their music onto the platform without needing to use a traditional distributor or third-party company. They'll stop accepting direct artist uploads at the end of the month. Look, it wasn't a perfect movie by any means, but I saw the Beatles fantasy rom-com yesterday over the weekend, and I gotta tell you, it just felt really good, and it reinforced the fact that the Beatles are pop music's Mozart and nothing short of perfect. So on this day in music history, July 1st, 1963, the Fab Four recorded the single She Loves You with the B-side I'll Get You at EMI Studios in London in less than 4 hours. And in 1967, they started a 15-week run atop the album charts with Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, and a year later, the band released Songs from the Big Pink. Birthdays, the poet laureate of the blues, Willie Dixon, blues harpist James Cotton, the late great Delaney Bramlett of Delaney and Bonnie fame, Blondie's Debbie Harry and sing-talking Fred Schneider of the B-52s. I recently visited a big aquarium, saw a lot of manta rays and seahorses and jellyfish. Don't think I didn't have rock lobster in my head all day. And that is a wrap for Music News for Prairie Public. I'm Eric Dethridge. Rock on.